Well, let's start with Hattie Pedder, who's one of our panellists this afternoon. Hattie who? Bowring. Did I say Pedder?
Yeah, you think...
I'm so sorry. I tell you what, it's the heat. Now I'm making excuses for myself.
You forget names.
I'm so hot in here. I'm making names up. She's a real person.
She is a real person.
And she's a fantastic artist, actually. Mm. But it's not you. Hattie Bowring, I'm very sorry. Hattie, tell us about your first story.
Okay, so one thing I want to talk about is Aflama, which is a crowdsource funding site for creative projects. And this is a model. It's just launched in the UAE recently. Well, earlier this year, and it's very much at sort of early stages, so it's a great time to really kind of advertise it, but also it's a great time for if anyone has a creative project to get involved, because there isn't, you know, it's in need of more content and more ideas to be put on it, and you're in a great chance to really, you know, raise some money for them. I mean, the idea is that you put a creative idea up there, and it could be anything from a film to, you know, a music video to an app to, you know, fashion. It could be just, it's a creative idea, and you put it up on the site. You have to pay a little bit of money, but it's like $100 or something. It's nominal, and you you know, campaign for people to contribute funds to cash flow it. And this is a model that is very, very successful and has become standard practice elsewhere in the world, especially in the States and in the UK. There's two very successful sites called Kickstarter and GoFund, which have become, you know, really a lot of my friends who are doing projects, both like broadcast projects or personal projects, you know, make a lot of their, you know, budget out of this. And the thing about Aflama is it's niche. It's focused on projects that have an Arab interest or, you know, either it could be anything from, you know, an Arab, you know, engaged with the Arab world in some in terms of its subject or in terms of the talent involved in producing it. And it's just, it's really great to see something like this happening in the region. And it's open. You don't have to be of Arab nationality to apply. You just have to have a project that appeals to that world. And it's great because there's very little funding here for personal or creative projects. Mm-hmm. It's a hard thing to, you know, raise some money to.
And this, I think, it
formalizes
wonderful.
It. You know, this professionalizes it. And I think it's going to really be successful. But like I said, currently there aren't a huge amount of projects up there, so it's a really great time to put something up there and, you know, get in early. Because like I said, the sites that have kind of really kicked off in the States and the UK, they're swamped now. Mm. You know, really, it's like.
Do you know how it works, Hattie? Though, I mean, once you've given a particular sum of money, I don't know if it's. If there's a minimum or a maximum, etc. Do you have to give it back? I mean, how does it actually work?
Well, no.
No.
So you're contributing to cultural endeavours.
So it's a donation.
It's a donation.
So you're not an investor, really, in the...
Well, there are some. It depends. It depends on the... You know, you can choose. People have become very kind of clever in terms of how they can campaign to get people involved in their projects. And it might be a case of having an exec producer credit if you give $250 or something. There's sort of different categories of funding. You know, otherwise it could just be a straight, you know, donation. I mean, a friend of mine was doing a short film in the UK recently, got an anonymous donation of 10,000 quid.
Amazing.
Well, I mean, that's brilliant.
And it's just, you know, if you're sort of, if you're a banker and you're bored, check out aflama.com and see if there's a project.
You've got loads of money.
These projects normally tend to be kind of limited in the funding. It might be somebody looking for 15,000 dirhams, which isn't really a huge amount of money. And it shouldn't take too long for that money to be raised.
And it could be just asking for money for a specific element of the production as well. And, you know, like I said, it's not just film. I mean, obviously, that's where my interest lies.
Mm.
But, it could be, you know, producing...
But it's artists, students and innovators, I understand.
Yeah.
So it's quite wide, really.
It's, you know, it's about kind of creative innovation, and it's really nice to see a platform that's supporting creative ideas, and I think people should really, you know...
How will it be promoted? How will people become aware of it?
Well, the Gulf Film Festival is a big part of it.
And the Dubai International Film Festival, apparently.
Sorry, the Dubai International Film Festival. I believe Creative Lab at 24:54 have had a hand in it. So
it's Abu Dhabi and Dubai?
Well, no, it's regional. Mm. I don't think it's got a home. And I think the fact that this it's got a quite kind of universal appeal and ownership and things. It's not got... The criteria to join is not, you know, you don't have to just be Arab, which is fantastic. And I understand that needing to, you know, to generate a talent pool here, it's really important to look after your own. But it's also nice to open the door a bit wider to, you know.
Well, we look forward to hearing more about that. I think it'll be great. And interestingly, you should bring this up because I was just in touch with them, and the lady, one of the ladies who's running it, is actually going to be coming on the show either next week, I think, or the week, maybe next week, I think it is. I can't remember the date exactly. So tune in for that. But it's called Aflamna. I don't know what that means. Do you know what that means? It must translate to something or other.
I've translated the other subject.
Yeah. It sounds like a pharmaceutical, like something to treat an upper respiratory infection or something.
It's Aflamnah.
Oh, is it double M and Aflamna?
Yeah. The first time I saw the idea of crowdfunding was at the TED Talks in Dubai.
Oh, right.
And there was a brilliant example of a little guy. There's a site in the States that kids can log on to, and they have to upload their case for wanting to raise some money. And there was one little, it was kids whose parents will not give them the money because they've maybe misbehaved. So this little boy was skateboarding, and his parents had said, don't do it, you'll fall, you'll damage your face, damage your teeth. And of course he did, he lost a front tooth. So he did a rap with his buddies, and he was trying to raise $1,500 to get the tooth replaced. He got $3,750, so fixed his tooth, and then donated the other money to charitable causes.
Right.
And I thought, how brilliant was that? Because it kind of connected him to giving to other people.
Mm.
But that was the first time that I came across it. I thought it was brilliant.
So it is incredible as well how much money is out there from people and how generous people are. But even just not that, I mean, it could be, you could do $10, $1, $10, but you've got 10 people, 100 people, and it's
I like the drip feed of the money coming through, because I think, you know, the kind of climb almost, let's say, watching your money kind of roll through, it would be a pity if this particular site had a lot of very kind of wealthy people throwing huge amounts of money into it. Yeah, great for the people that want to create the projects, but I think having to kind of really pull the money out of people is also part of the satisfaction of crowdfunding.
But what do you get back from it? Do you think it would be, is it a sense of that you feel that you've been part of something?
Mm-hmm.
So do you think it could develop a kind of community of sorts?
Well,
of giving?
Well, if you're a lover of the arts, I mean, I hate that phrase, but if you're a lover of the arts,
you feel that you can support it
and you can support it in any small way, why not?
There's some projects on there that it's a really diverse range of projects, so you'll find something on there that appeals. I mean, it's like, you know, everything from documentaries to comedies to, you know, like I said, like a fashion range. I mean, it's the goodwill side of things, but also, like, you know, people have come up with ideas that you can get your name in lights, you can get your executive producer credit, you can be invited to the premiere, you know.
Yeah.
You get, you know, lunch with the producer.
And some of the clever projects.
That's an easy one to give away.
Some of the clever projects, the people that know they're going to be hits, they'll actually offer kind of, you know, stakes within a company, as small as they are.
Possibly.
A stakeholder.
As an investor.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for that, Hattie. We must go to our first news break of the hour. Do stay with us. We've got more stories to come.